listening to Marcus and Sandy on demand.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's 6:06. Buenos dias.
Good morning.
How are you?
Nice and windy out this morning.
It's going to get worse. I understand the rain's coming in. Thank God I wore my leather jacket today. I was not paying attention yesterday when we were doing the weather.
God, yesterday I got home and I couldn't. I just wanted to wear my pajamas so bad because
yeah.
I knew it was going to get cold. I think it's a mental thing. I put my, it's called a comfy, so it's like a snuggie, but it's a smaller version of a snuggie,
mm-hmm.
and it's my pajamas, and it was lovely.
So it's like a pajama blanket.
Yes, but you wear it. It's a
comfy.
It's a sweater that goes all the way down almost to your kneecaps.
That sounds awesome.
It was amazing.
I got a little bit road raged on the way to work this morning, just a touch. I was at the light on 5th and Brannan. There was a big truck, didn't want to make the right turn. Some lady behind me didn't want to make the right turn. And then the truck moved, and whoever was in front of me was on their phone because they didn't move right away. And then there was a right away, and they waited too long for me, and I almost honked, and then I realized it was you.
Oh, yeah, but are you talking about
I almost honked at Sandy again today, Jason.
I knew it was you. I just knew it was you. Didn't you know we have to wait till that turns green? That's the only reason. You cannot.
You don't have to.
Yes, you do.
Is there a sign?
Yes, there is.
Oh, wait a minute. I might make this same turn.
Is there a
when
sign?
When you get off the freeway and then you make a right turn, that's okay to turn on. But then there's another one where there's no turn on red.
No turn on red.
There's a no turn on red sign right there?
Yes. That's the only reason.
Right in front of your face, dude.
So you saved me from a ticket today.
Yeah.
You're a superhero.
So don't be a D.
Why are you so aggressive on the road?
Because I could tell Sandy was on her phone.
I wasn't on my phone at all. Oh, I never touched my phone.
Like
it's a no turn on red. The sign could not be any clearer.
Really?
Yeah. Just look up tomorrow. I hate that. It's newer.
Did they just put it in?
No. It's been there for a few months, but it's definitely newer.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. It's annoying. I don't know why.
All right. Well, I have never seen it.
Just look up tomorrow. If you're annoyed at the stop, there's a reason.
Traffic scientists that study that stuff.
Okay.
And they figure out, you know, what's safe and what's not.
Well, if you need to make an announcement, if you're going to put a new sign up like that.
There's no announcement.
I've taken that
the
turn.
The sign is the announcement.
I've taken that turn for 7 years, and all of a sudden you're going to slap up a sign that says no turn on red?
Well, they didn't
That's
know that.
That's not cool.
Are they supposed to ask you first?
Yeah, it's...
Is this okay,
Mark? Can I get
an
e-blast
of the bay? It needs to clear Marcus's desk first.
Thank
right.
you.
Anyways,
I did not honk at you because I showed restraint.
Don't worry. I felt your rage. Even though I didn't recognize the car, I still knew it was you. And I worried about that, too. I was like, this a-hole in back of me is going to get so angry. Because people don't know. People don't know that you have to stop there. So
I literally was like, don't be mad, Marcus. Just play through.
Tomorrow, you look up and make sure you see the sign.
I will look because I've never seen the sign.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know why I don't see the sign? Because I'm looking to my left to make sure that there aren't any cars coming so I can make a right.
Okay.
That's why. Anyways. This was awkward.
Very awkward.
6:09. All right, Jason, how are you?
I'm good. Do you guys like it when you go to bed and then you wake up 2 minutes later and it's like, oh, it's, 8 hours has passed? Do you like that feeling?
No.
Yeah, me neither. And that happened to me this morning. Like, I went to bed, didn't wake up once. My alarm went off. I was like, oh, time to go to work.
Were you rested?
Not really.
Okay.
Yeah, today I was really comfortable in bed.
Yeah.
Really comfortable. It was warm. It was nice.
Like,
I heard the wind.
Technically, I guess I should like that because that means that you got more sleep. You didn't wake up. You didn't toss and turn. But it just feels, I don't know. It feels like I didn't get to enjoy sleep.
I get it.
If you didn't wake up rested, then you did not have a good night's sleep, regardless of, in my opinion.
Oh.
And if it took your alarm to wake you up, that's also.
It always takes my alarm to wake me up.
As long as we have to work and somebody else tells me when to get up, it's not going to be super restful. Everybody prefers, to wake up on their own time, yeah. Which is almost impossible, especially if you have kids like you guys do.
Yeah.
I did it once. I did it not yesterday morning. Was it yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday morning. We went to bed at 7:45 and I woke up 3:53. 8 minutes before my alarm.
See, that bugs
7
me.
Minutes.
That really makes me mad.
Why?
Because I want that 8 minutes.
No, see, I like
now
that.
Now it's been stolen.
Now I like that. I feel like a Navy SEAL. Time to get up. It's dark 30.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Anyways, all right. 6:10. Don't forget, we got cash for you. $725, $1,000 via text for you to win. It's called Money Where It Matters. It's on the way. More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's 6:20. We have $1,000 for you in about an hour. So get up, do your thing, 725, get ready to text and win money where it matters.
Yesterday, we were talking about the percentage of people that are afraid of Thanksgiving dinner mm-hmm. because they're afraid they're going to do some kind of an epic screw up. Mm-hmm. We heard about burned turkeys, undercooked turkeys, mm-hmm. bad gravy. We have a thing on our Facebook page right now.
Everybody's checking in, and I completely forgot about the fail that I had that almost ended Thanksgiving for the day.
Okay.
So we had been hosting at my house for years. I did have one year where the water went out. That was pretty terrible. I had to go downstairs and wash all the dishes in my dad's space. But 2 years ago, and I just pulled up the pictures, father-in-law and I ended up on my roof because I jammed and I clogged up my main sink peeling potatoes. I don't know if you know this, but...
You put them down
the garbage disposal, yeah.
Marcus.
Is this where you tell me even you knew not to do that?
I mean, feels kind of rookie. maybe a potato.
No.
Or half of one, but not all of them.
I had like 6 or 7. And I'm one of those guys that's always like, oh, we'll just power through. Just turn it up to 11. We'll be all right. And I had a reasonably brand new garbage disposal. I'm like, oh, Old Faithful can handle it. There's no problem.
Old Faithful.
So I jammed like, and by the way, don't do this. I jammed like 5 or 6, 7 potato worth of potato peelings down my garbage disposal, ran the water, turned it on. Next thing I know, boop, 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 boop. And at this point, it's like 10:30 in the morning. People are going to be coming over in like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm staring at the sink. It's filling with water. And I'm like, I'm sunk. I'm not going to be able to do my meal downstairs in my dad's apartment. Like, this is ridiculous. So I call my father-in-law. He's like the Filipino superhero. That guy has everything. He's like out of Home Depot in his backyard. His backyard's so tricked out, he doesn't even have a backyard. He put like roofing over the backyard. So it's basically a Home Depot warehouse. And he's got every tool imaginable. He's like, I'll be there with the snake. We're going on the roof.
I'm so confused. You had to go on your roof to fix your drain.
The way that a lot of houses work is there is a pipe on your roof that if you jam an auger, like a snake down there, it's literally a big, thick wire that you roll out, and it pushes everything down.
Yeah.
And it clears out to your main drainage system.
Okay.
So that's basic. We tried everything. I called my plumber buddy. I tried to go under the sink, which is nasty. I tried to take some piping off.
How many people were coming to your house?
15.
Oh, that's stressful.
60
minutes. Did your wife freak out? Did she know what was going on?
I don't remember her freaking out more than I was.
Oh, see, if I was married and that happened, I can already feel myself getting angry at my husband.
Oh, yeah.
I'm literally channeling my mom like, as we speak right now.
You did what? You put, how long you been cooking? You put potato peels down the garbage disposal?
It's not even that. It's the stress of knowing people are coming.
And it was her family, too. My in-laws.
Yeah.
My in-laws are coming. And so I called my father-in-law. He showed up early. He's got this A-team van that's got all his tools in it. So he and my mother-in-law showed up because they're a team. And we got the ladder, and we got up on the roof, and he took the snake and like a superhero, just jammed the snake down there and cleared it out.
I bet what you're most happy about isn't that. It's that you didn't have to call a professional and waste your money.
Yes. And my father-in-law is such a nice guy. He's not one of those father-in-laws that'll give you the side eye like, this is what my daughter married. He's one of those guys that just always wants to use his tools and never really gets an opportunity.
Yeah.
And so he was so stoked to get on the roof. I could see it in his face. He was like 25
again. He was waiting for that.
Yeah, he's getting on the roof. He's saving the day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Nothing burned down. No. You just had to unclog a big drain.
That, and because I'm so militant about Thanksgiving, everything was already done.
Oh, that's good.
Because I had already, I cooked like a week and a half before.
Right.
So it's not like I was trying to start.
Well, and now we've heard that you're supposed to pre-do your sides.
Correct.
And the only thing you do the day of, apparently, is the turkey.
Correct.
And greens?
So do the turkey the day of, and then like salads and stuff like that. You can't do those the day before. But everything else, your stuffing, your candied yams, your gravy, all that stuff, do it the day before and then reheat. I know that's weird and counterintuitive, but a lot of those dishes are made so that the longer they sit, the better they
get. More flavor.
Yeah.
Let us know on our Facebook page if you've had any kind of fail on a Thanksgiving meal or that week.
God, that day was tragic.
It's fun to talk about.
Yeah. 6:24. We'll check what's trending in a little bit.
Yeah, apparently a big storm coming in today. We'll talk about that. 6:50.
Ava Max, it's Kings and Queens and more music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's 6:40. Good morning.
So you may not know the name Nathan Apodaca, but he's the guy on TikTok who in late September was skateboarding down the street with Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. That was the video that went totally viral.
He's the Ocean Spray guy.
Yeah.
Sipping that Ocean Spray cranberry cocktail.
Yes.
He has 11.5 million followers on his channels, and that's TikTok and YouTube and wherever else. I was like, oh my God, my man has made it.
Well, and here's what's smart about what he did. That video was might not have ever never happened. His car broke down on the way to work, so he rode his skateboard and he just made some content. Boom, took off. And now he's everywhere. And there's been a million people that are trying to do the exact same thing.
Right.
He just bought a house. He lives in Idaho Falls, in cash for $320,000.
This is the good news that we're piling on. So not only that, but he's now proposed to his girlfriend. They did it in Vegas. He bought the ring. He's got new veneers, got himself some new teeth for that million-dollar smile. Like, my man's coming up.
Dude, I love stories like this. I didn't realize, so before he was living in an RV and it had no running water, so he parked it outside of his brother's house.
Right.
And that's where he would go in and take a shower and do what he needed to do. But this guy now has been in commercials with Snoop Dogg. Mm-hmm. He's sponsored by a lot of people. He's got a new car.
The reason he even ended up on his skateboard sipping the cranberry juice that changed his life is because his car broke down.
I said that like 3 minutes
ago. Did you?
Yeah. It's totally fine, though.
Sorry.
We can reiterate.
I was just reiterating what Sandy was saying earlier. The only way this goes sideways, and I don't want to crap on the story because it's so beautiful, but, like, I really hope he's not just making it rain everywhere. You know, when you pay cash for a house, like, cool, but, like, I feel like I want to take that 320 grand and then grow it into something else so I don't run out of money.
I know, but this guy has nothing. Like,
correct.
Let him buy that damn house.
I know.
He hasn't had anything that felt like security
respect
to this level in so long. So, you know, to each his own. That's why I love watching those shows. The lottery changed my life.
I know.
Because you just never know. It's a scary thing.
I don't want this to end badly for Nathan Apodaca. You know what I mean?
Why don't you write him, Marcus, and give him some financial information?
You know what? I'm gonna DM him and be like, hey, bro, just slow it down. I don't know. I have no idea of your current financial situation. I don't know what your books look like, but the way you're spending cash on the gram is really unsettling for me.
Oh, my God. And I know that's how you feel. I know that's how you actually feel.
I've been reading too many books and watching too many shows of people getting millions of dollars and then just poof. Because they don't make it work for them. And I don't want to crap on this story. Good on him. You know, he got that big house in Idaho Falls. He's got new teeth. He's got a new truck for free, which is my favorite price.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So good on the Ocean Spray cranberry
I'm
guy.
I'm happy for him.
I'm happy for him as well. I just don't want to see him flame out. I'm afraid.
All right, Marcus. Don't be so negative.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't help it. Anyway, 6:42. We're going to check what's trending in a bit. Don't forget.
Yeah, a lot of counties are rolling back now with their restrictions. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that and more at 6:50.
Now, it's What's Trending with Marcus and Sandy. Entertainment news, local and national headlines, and everything you'll be talking about today in the Bay. What's Trending on Star 101.3.
Speaking of Britney Spears, by the way, she just got back from Maui with her boyfriend, Sam Asghari. She posted some pictures on her Instagram on the weekend of them in the private jet. It was the most normal post I've seen from her in a long time. She loves Hawaii. She wanted to get there for an early birthday celebration.
Wouldn't.
I know, right?
God, Hawaii.
I know. It sounds so nice right now.
It does.
lots of counties are rolling back and having tighter restrictions. Obviously, the increase in COVID cases. I can't keep up with all the different colors and tiers, so feel free to let us know on our Facebook page just what's happening in your county where you live. Are things closing down again? What I'm most thinking about is what is it going to look like for Christmas week, Christmas time. They're discouraging travel right now unless it's essential, which totally makes sense. But what's it going to be like next month, this time?
You know what I mean? They're recommending a 2-week quarantine if you live in California and you're leaving the state, for example, if you're traveling for the holidays. They can't make you do it, but they are recommending that as best practices.
Yeah. Let's see. Governor Gavin Newsom was on TV last night and he apologized. There's a lot of things about this. He basically went to Napa on the weekend to French Laundry for a friend's birthday party. And it turned out to be a bigger party than he expected.
So people were like, what's he doing? He's telling us to stay home, but he's going out and partying. Here's what he had to say.
It was to be an outdoor restaurant. And as soon as I sat down at the larger table, I realized it was a little larger group than I had anticipated. And I made a bad mistake. Instead of sitting down, I should have stood up and walked back, got in my car, and drove back to my house. And so I want to apologize to you because I need to preach and practice, not just preach and not practice.
I sincerely hope he takes his own advice.
Nobody's
going
to go to the French Laundry and then say, you know what? There's too many people here. I'm leaving.
You said it.
No one's going to do that. No one.
Hey, Thomas Keller, I know the wine's free and I know this bill's paid for, but I'm going to bounce.
Yeah.
No, you don't get in the car and go. You double check how many people are actually going to be there. I am the governor of the fine state of California, and I need to set the example.
In fairness, though, even I'm confused now on how many people in a group you're allowed to be with in public. Is it 25 or is it 10? It used to be 10. I am confused.
When I'm the governor, I'm not leaving the house if I'm telling other people to be safe. I'm not going to a party. If the thing has the word party next to it, I'm not going. And yes, I am judging the governor right now. Because he's supposed to be the example.
Okay.
Sorry.
We know. Let's move on because I need you to not have a heart attack during the show. Let's see. It's supposed to be rainy today into tomorrow. Super windy this morning. So just FYI, it's going to be a wet one in the Bay. Thanksgiving in 9 days. If you are planning on doing a Zoom Thanksgiving, they did say they are extending their 40-minute limit that night.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So starting midnight Eastern, which is 9 o'clock our time, going till 6 a.m. Eastern on the 27th. They're just opening it up.
Did I tell you how mad my mom is at me right now?
For that podcast we did?
We did okay, so we have Marcus and Sandy Off the Air, which is way more adult than this show. If you enjoy that kind of thing, go look for it on the iHeartRadio. We did a whole episode on how much we did. How much we dislike Zoom Thanksgiving. The idea of a Zoom Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
My mother was not pleased.
But why? You're not Zoom Thanksgiving her.
She took that as nobody wants to talk to grandma on Thanksgiving.
Oh.
And so now she's not really talking to me that much.
Oh, serious?
Yeah.
That sucks.
But hey, if you want to check out the podcast, do it. We have many episodes and they're super fun. Marcus and Sandy Off the Air on the iHeartRadio app. There you go. Costco going to be now requiring everybody to wear face coverings if you want to shop there. They're going to require all members, guests, and employees to wear a face mask in order to gain entry. If you have a medical condition, which was the previous exemption, you now have to wear a face shield. Kids under 2 are exempt, but that starts today, so be aware if you're headed out to Costco. Black Panther 2 in the works, and the executive producer has confirmed there will not be a digital double of Chadwick Boseman in the movie. So they do that a lot, right? If they have a sequel, they have a big star, they use a digital double. But I love this quote. She said, there is only one Chadwick, and he is no longer with us. So they're going to be populating the film, and then they'll go into production. And then we did not give this lady her propers yesterday. Kim Ng became the first female and Asian American general manager in Major League Baseball history. She was just appointed the general manager of the Florida Marlins. And this is another crack, another break of the glass ceiling.
Yep.
And I love it. I got a picture of her. You can read her whole story up on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram right now. Girl power.
That's what's trending today in the Bay.
Now you know what to talk about with your friends, even if it's over Zoom.
Get caught up every morning at 6:50, 7:50, and 8:50 a.m.
And connect anytime with the Marcus and Sandy blog at 101.3.com.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. You know what time it is. It's time for second date update.
So if you go on a date and you don't hear back from the person you went out with, we'll try to call them to figure out what's going on.
Say what's up to Craig this morning. Craig?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Hi, Craig. So we got your email about Evelyn. Tell us a little bit about your date and how'd you guys meet?
Well, you know, met on Tinder. Like, how else can you meet people nowadays?
Right.
Online, so.
I mean, there's a million other sites, but it's cool.
Why are you crapping on him so soon?
I'm not crapping on Tinder.
He's coming from
a virtual. I'm just letting him know there's other options.
I'm on all of them.
Oh,
yeah,
oh, you are? Okay.
Dick.
Hey.
Just kidding. Anyway.
Well, anyways.
Well, either way.
Whatever.
Okay. Well, we met on Tinder.
Okay.
And we go out. It was nice. You know, we go to a coffee shop. And I mean, it was cool. Like, it was great. I don't really understand what could have happened. I mean, we had a wonderful conversation. We just got coffee. It was very, you know, relaxed. Nothing too serious. Because I feel like I get to know somebody before I take them on like a real, real date.
Yeah. Right. See, I'm the opposite where I would need there to be alcohol involved so I loosen up. It's just so, everything's so tense right now.
No, you're right. She's right.
I mean, coffee's the opposite.
I know. I mean, like, it's a daytime date, I'm assuming. That's no
coffee's
cocktails. Yeah. Good for you.
Coffee's that date that you have as you're evaluating whether or not you want to have a real date.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
He's got a system down.
There you
so
go.
What happened afterwards? I'm assuming it was a short date because it's coffee. Maybe you talked for a little bit, but did you ask her out again? Did you text her?
Yeah. Well, I texted her, you know, and she seemed like it was cool when I left. So I gave her a text like later that afternoon and she didn't respond. She didn't respond at all. So I thought, all right, maybe she's busy. I texted her like the next day and I was like, all right, well, I know you saw one of those texts. So.
Right.
And still nothing. Oh, well, so that's
nothing.
Weird.
All right. Well, we'll have you on the line. We'll call her and we'll see if we can get some answers. Okay. You'll have to mute out your phone or something or not make any noise because she will be able to hear you, but we'll call her. Okay. We'll see what's up.
Okay.
All right. Hang on for a song and we'll do it next. It's a second date update. Star 101.3. Don't move. It's more music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. You know what's up. We're in the middle of second date update.
We've been talking to Craig. So Craig met Evelyn on Tinder. You guys had some coffee. You said it was really just an easy conversation. You thought she was gorgeous. You've texted her twice since the date and nothing. So I'm sure you know our segment. We're going to give her a call right now. Try to stay quiet and we'll see what's going on. Okay.
Quote Craig, I'm sure she got one of the texts.
Oh, God, the worst.
The worst.
The worst.
All right. Craig, you ready to mute out your phone?
I already did.
Oh,
all right.
Okay. Wow,
I'm sorry.
He's prepared. Wow.
Here we go.
Hello?
Good morning. Is this Evelyn?
Yes, this is she.
Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn. This is Marcus and Sandy.
It's us.
On Star 101.3.
Hey.
Okay, so she knows our show. That's good.
Hey.
Oh.
Yeah.
So if you do listen, do you know our segment Second Date Update?
No, I don't know that one.
Okay.
Okay.
That's all right. So we talk to people who are dating and try to, you know, help them out because things are so weird right now. So we did get a note from somebody named Craig who apparently went out with you and had a really good time and he says he's texted you and you haven't responded and we're just trying to figure out what's going on.
Any insight?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, it was a nice enough date, you know, it was, nice to get out for a second. I had a really amazing latte. I think cause it's like hot, you know, they released holiday spice time recently.
Oh,
so
the best.
Yeah. Chilly out.
I had one on the weekend too.
Yeah,
it was my favorite.
Good.
PSL for the win.
Totally. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. He seemed like cool enough or whatever, but he picked his nose and like more than once, just very visibly. And it, I don't know. I mean,
so
yeah,
what's
exactly.
up?
It just grossed me out.
So what's up? Is that a deal breaker?
Well, I mean, it's kind of distracting. So Evelyn, Craig is actually on the phone right now.
Hey, Craig.
I'm sorry. Is he there? Did he hang
up? Outed him on the radio for being a nose picker.
Craig,
are you there?
Hey, what's up? Yeah, I didn't realize I was scratching my nose. I'm sorry.
No. You weren't scratching your nose. Sorry, Craig, you were definitely picking your nose. I mean, like, you know, digging for gold kind of style.
I knew she was going to go digging for gold. I knew it.
So
standby.
Okay. I'm like, maybe it's just a thing you didn't realize you were doing.
Craig, maybe it was like, I don't know, absent-minded moment.
Yeah. I don't really remember doing that.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry. I mean, I feel bad and maybe hopefully there's somebody out there who doesn't mind it, but that's almost more of a turnoff for me, unfortunately, if you don't even know you were doing that. I mean, because it wasn't just once. It was, you know,
a few times.
A handful of times over the course of the date. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I feel like, you know, maybe a little bit of a cold. It was just irritating, you know.
So
maybe don't stick your finger all the way up there.
Okay.
So, Evelyn, you're saying this is a deal breaker?
I think it is for me.
All right.
Okay.
Cool.
Hold on.
Second date update. You got to keep your fingers away from your nose if you're on a date.
Well, yeah, that visual, I'm just trying to eat my breakfast.
It's 7:05 weekday morning, so we're going to replay at 9:05. If you missed it, don't worry. And then It lives on its own podcast. Go download the iHeartRadio app and then literally search out Marcus and Sandy, second date update. Up next, more Thanksgiving talk.
Thanksgiving is in 9 days, and this is a little suggestion on things you should just buy pre-made or buy from the store instead.
Yeah.
Marcus is livid at this whole list.
75% of this list is no.
Okay.
No, you do not. And explain. I'll explain next. Star 101.3. More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's 7:17. We're going to have Money Where It Matters here in about 4 minutes. Your chance to text and win $1,000. Get ready.
So Thanksgiving in a few days. Mm-hmm. We saw an article telling us things you could pre-buy from the store if you don't want to actually bake them because it's too hard.
I'm not as triggered now that I've had a chance to calm down and really review this list.
Okay.
I would say 65% they're correct, and then four of these items really triggered me.
Really? Because just 5 minutes ago in the studio, Marcus said, quote, "This is irresponsible journalism." He was that upset at this list.
Well, it's because they lead with... Okay, so...
By the way, I want to say,
go ahead.
As disclaimer, I think this whole list was written because they know how hard and time-consuming Thanksgiving meal is. It's a million different things. You're trying to time it all out.
It's not to be trifled
with. So this was for saving time.
Understood.
Getting your sanity in check. Let's just go down the list.
That being said, there's no way I'm going to serve store-bought mozzarella sticks that I just put in the microwave.
That sounds really good, though. I would eat them. I'm not kidding you.
I mean, for an Xbox party or a LAN party for Warcraft, absolutely. Thanksgiving dinner,
that wasn't on the list, was it?
Yeah, it's right at the top.
Mozzarella sticks are not a Thanksgiving.
Look, listen, you don't want to spend a lot of time on Thanksgiving working on snacks. Go ahead and buy your favorites. Potato skins, mozzarella sticks, and other frozen appetizers keep your guests satisfied until dinner time. You've got me so far. And then it says, and they require nothing more than a microwave at most. No! That had me seeing red. For the love of God, at least turn your oven on.
Marcus, the oven has been on forever.
Give yourself
a break with the apps.
Zap mozzarella sticks and put them out because they're going to sit on the table. And you know what happens to food when it after it comes out
the
of the
fact that we're even having a conversation about appetizers before
right,
Thanksgiving
let's move
meal
on.
Is
let's move on.
I feel so bad for people who feel that extra pressure. Now you got to make apps. That was never a thing in my house.
Well, we always have one.
Okay.
We make little cranberry bites. So my wife loves cranberry sauce, and it's the recipe that's cranberry sauce and orange zest and sugar. And we always have so much of it that I'll put it on a little piece of bread with a little brie cheese and a little arugula, and then you're done. That's your app. Done.
Well,
easy.
For the rest of us who don't live in Rutherford, let's go down this list.
I don't know what that means,
apps at my mom's house are cheese and crackers.
Now, I get it.
Number one, gravy.
They're suggesting that you store buy gravy.
Yes.
Because it's stressful, and I'll agree. You know, the turkey's coming out. Everybody's waiting for you. You're staring at the drippings. Now I got to make gravy. My mother can pull that off in 10 minutes. I cannot.
Okay.
So here's your move. Go right now. Go to your butcher. Order some chicken wings. Make some stock. Make your gravy ahead of time. And then just warm it up day of.
Okay.
You shouldn't be making anything day of except the turkey and the salad.
Okay. Cranberry sauce.
Okay. In this article, the reason I was triggered is because they are alleging that everybody loves the cranberry sauce out of the can anyway. It literally says, most people prefer the canned stuff anyway.
Well, my dad does.
How disgusting is that picture, though?
That's why I don't eat it. But my dad loves those little round slices. It's a staple at our table every year.
You take some fresh cranberries and some orange zest and some sugar, and you put it together. It's easy.
But you love cooking. This is what you love doing.
Okay, but don't do the cranberry sauce out of the can.
Okay.
Okay, continue.
Salad. Pre-bought, see, this is where I would draw the line. Like, it's not that hard to make a salad.
No. Can you tell when a salad comes out of a bag?
No.
Okay.
Honestly, no, I can't.
All right. The thing is,
I have 8,000 tablespoons of dressing.
Well, there's that. We have a lot of really fresh produce where I live in Half Moon Bay, so I can tell, and it's fine. I think bag salads are okay. I'll give bag salads a pass.
Cornbread.
Yes and no. I have yet to perfect a cornbread recipe. It's not easy, but buying it out of a box, if you get the right box and the right brand, absolutely.
Okay.
I will extend that to dinner rolls. You're not going to be able to pull off dinner rolls unless you know how to bake better than an actual bakery. And then I'll also extend that to pies. A lot of people think making a pie is, if you don't know how to make a pie and you don't want to try, support a local bakery. Don't go to a national chain grocery store and pick up a pie. Support a local. They need us right now.
Okay.
And they're going to nail it, and it's going to be amazing. Might be a little bit more expensive, but I would suggest go to your favorite bakery.
What about just dinner rolls? Come on.
Yeah, absolutely. No, dinner rolls are fine. That's okay. A throwaway item anyway. I don't care about that.
Throwaway. Now, here's where I was surprised. We're talking about things that you should pre-buy or buy at the store instead of making them on Thanksgiving. Glazed ham?
Ham is a tough one to do on your own, and glazing is messy, so I'll give them that one. The only problem is I don't know what's going in that glaze. I don't know what kind of preservatives you're dealing with. Mm. I don't know how. But then it's one day, it's Thanksgiving. Is it really supposed to be healthy? The other one I'll give them too is your vegetable fruit platter. You could buy that ahead of time too, but then be very wary of the dressing that they put on. You know what I mean? Because it's gonna might have some crap in it. You don't know.
Yeah.
That's. But if you could buy a platter to save yourself from cutting vegetables. All right. Now I'm boring myself. But anyway.
Yeah.
I would do that. I would absolutely do that. I only got triggered by a couple things.
Okay. You took your anger down from an 8 to a 4.
I'm better now.
Okay.
Better now. 7:23. We'll check what's trending in a bit.
They just named the most generous states in the U.S. Mm-hmm. California, we're not doing good at all.
Nowhere near the top.
We need to step it up. That's coming up 7:50.
You know, the news can be depressing.
I can't.
It's time for some good news with Marcus and Sandy on Star 101.3.
Good news happens at 7:40 and 8:40 every morning on the show, and we know that it happens all around us all the time. These are the feel-good stories. This hour brought to you by Scott Hiver Vision Care, Laser Vision Correction in Daly City, Santa Clara, and San Ramon. Sandy, tell me some good news.
There is a wiener dog in Colorado who is now being called a hero. His name is Winston, and he has a brother named Niho, who's a Chiweenie.
A Chiweenie.
He saved his life. So I guess there was a little family gathering, and one of the doors was opened, and both the dogs ran outside, and there was a young mountain lion out there who unfortunately picked up Niho in his mouth.
Ooh.
And was ready to just take him away. And the little wiener dog, Winston, saw it going down, and he barked so loud, and he chased the lion until he dropped his little brother, and he basically saved his life. They had to take the dog to the vet. He did lose an eye, which is unfortunate. But had he not done that, that dog was a goner. They said that this dog, Winston, is a 20-pound dog with the courage of a 200-pound dog.
Look at these two.
Just very, what a sweet story. And you know what? Dogs are angels. Like, they would do that. They would do that for their family. So if you want to see a little video on this, of course, you know, it caught my eye because I love wiener dogs. We have that on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram.
I'll bet you that Winston, the wiener dog, thinks he's a Rottweiler.
They always do, don't they?
In his mind.
There's no size. It just... going about their day.
Let me strap my cape on and save lives.
Exactly.
My good news comes out of Colorado. This is a nursing home that has figured out how to allow its residents to give hugs.
Oh.
Long overdue hugs. And I was talking to a friend of mine about this the other day. It's tough out there for a hugger right now. If you're someone like me who likes to go in for the hug every single time and understands, everybody understands the power of human touch.
Mm-hmm.
And these residents were missing it. So they created this. This is in Colorado. An assisted living facility. They created a three-sided tent, and then one of the sides has a clear plastic, and it has armholes. So you go in for the hug, you stick your hand through the armholes.
I'm sorry, but the visual... I know we're doing what
we're
need to do.
We're trying here, Sandy.
We're grasping at straws.
It's tough out there for a hugger, like I said. Anyway, a lot of residents say they're re-energized from what was really missing. I realize it's through plastic, but we're doing what we got to do because of the Rona.
Yeah.
And I respect anybody who's trying to figure out workarounds.
Yeah.
So there you go. 7:42. We're going to check what's trending in a couple of minutes.
We'll talk about the most charitable states. California, not on the top 10. We're not doing good at all.
Surprised. That and more. We'll get you caught up. It's Star 101.3, and that's at 7:50.
Now, it's What's Trending with Marcus and Sandy.
Entertainment news, local and national headlines, and everything you'll be talking about today in the Bay.
What's Trending on Star 101.3.
Let's see. So, they just named the most generous states in the United States. California, not doing good at all. We are at number 43.
Is it because we can't afford it?
That was my first
like
thought. By the
talk.
Way, we're dead last when it comes to volunteering as well.
Oh, okay.
That is sad.
I don't know about
that. So, top five, Utah, Minnesota, Maryland, Oregon, and Ohio. I mean, take it with a grain of salt. This is just another dumb survey we read on air because it's funny. Mm-hmm. Let's see. A lot of counties are rolling back and having tighter restrictions because of obviously all the rising COVID cases. We're asking on our Facebook page, Marcus and Sandy, where do you live and is there any new restrictions for you? Andrea said, I'm in San Mateo County and I can't keep up. I've been staying home and masking and social distancing since March. Let's just all do the right thing so we can get back to some form of normal.
Same. Everything Andrea just said, especially the I can't keep up. And we get paid to keep up. You know what I mean?
I mean, there's only we didn't plan on working through a pandemic. Woo. I can't keep up, but nobody can. But we are curious. It's just I just want to know what it's going to look like the next 6 weeks going into the end of the year. Governor Gavin Newsom was on TV last night and had to apologize for attending a 50th birthday party, which had a little bit of a bigger crowd than he expected.
It was to be an outdoor restaurant. And as soon as I sat down at the larger table, I realized it was a little larger group than I had anticipated. And I made a bad mistake. Instead of sitting down, I should have stood up and walked back, got in my car, and drove back to my house. And so I want to apologize to you because I need to preach and practice, not just preach and not practice.
Yeah, you do, Governor. I'm trying to put myself in his position. You roll up. Maybe you forgot to ask how many people are going to be there.
Can we mention where he was at? Only the most fancy restaurant in the Bay.
50th birthday party at the French Laundry. Governor, do you really expect him to believe that you would get out of the car, look around, survey the situation, take a head count, and decide to get back in your car and drive back to your house?
Right.
The wine is free. The food is free.
And it's like a 7-course meal. I've never been there, but I know that's the place to go.
It would take a strong individual, but he is the leader of this fine state, and he needs to set the example. And on days when he's telling us we need to shut down, he needs to step away from the Pinot.
Yeah. Well, especially now because it is getting more intense.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We're supposed to get rain today. It's funny. I'm looking out of our window here in San Francisco, and I can see blue skies. It's surrounded by a lot of clouds. So they're saying rain today into tomorrow, and then it should clear up for Thursday and the weekend. And Thanksgiving in 9 days. Zoom has said if you're going to do a Zoom Thanksgiving, they're going to extend the 40-minute limit, and they're just opening it up for about 9 hours, starting with midnight. Midnight on Thanksgiving until 6 a.m. the 27th.
We did a whole podcast on hosting a Zoom Thanksgiving and how
lame we thought it was.
Yeah, lame's
Let's just
a good
be
word.
Real. We're not fans, but that being said, a lot of people who live out of the state and who can't travel this year, a lot of people are going to do it.
The podcast pissed my mom off.
Yep.
Not currently speaking to me.
Serious?
Yeah, that's real talk.
Damn. She doesn't listen to our other podcast.
I love you, Mom. If you want to hear what it was all about, go download the iHeartRadio app and search out Marcus and Sandy Off the Air.
Mm-hmm.
Super fun podcast. Let's see. Speaking of Thanksgiving, I'm reading that turkey farmers fear that they've bred too many big birds this year. Everybody downscaling, right? So everybody's going in and getting the 12 to 14 pound variety. I have a couple of buddies who are like, I got a 20 pounder on order. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. Your mom.
Yeah.
Sandy's mom.
Oh, well, they always buy a huge turkey. There's only three of us.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, no, we bought, I think, the 18 pounds, a huge one.
So retailers are trying to pivot, and what they're doing is they're trying to provide a lot more make ahead stuff, get your sides, turkey by the pound, stuff like that. I'm using this as a PSA. If you are a person who special orders their turkey and you haven't done that yet, I would do it today.
Okay.
Because they are going to sell out of the small ones. They don't know what they're going to do with the big ones. We'll keep you posted. Costco now going to be requiring everybody to wear a face covering if you're going to come into the store. That starts today. Basically, everybody has to wear a mask. If you have a medical condition, which used to be an exemption, you now have to wear a face shield.
Okay.
So a lot of people may be going to Costco today. Keep that in mind. I know we're pretty much already doing it in California, but this is around the country for those of you listening on the iHeartRadio app. Kids under 2 are exempt. Black Panther 2 is in the works. And they asked the executive producer how they were going to honor Chadwick Boseman. For example, are they going to be using a digital double to fill in his role? And she said, absolutely not. There is only one Chadwick, and he is no longer with us. So I thought that was pretty cool. They're honoring him in that way. And then shout out to Kim Ng, who became the first female and first Asian American general manager in Major League Baseball history. She has applied before, and she's been assistant GM in a couple of places. She just became the GM of the Florida Marlins. And she used a couple of words that I tried to impart on my daughter, patience and persistence. Mm-hmm. And she got it done, and she's helping to break the glass ceiling. You want to read the story? Follow Marcus and Sandy on Instagram right now.
And that's what's trending today in the Bay.
Now you know what to talk about with your friends, even if it's over Zoom.
Get caught up every morning at 6:50, 7:50, and 8:50 a.m.
And connect anytime with the Marcus and Sandy blog at 101.3.com.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's 8:10. It's Tuesday. We just gave up another pack of tickets for the SkyStar Wheel in Golden Gate Park. This is the Ferris Wheel Observation Deck.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Jennifer in San Francisco who picked up her family four pack. This thing is pretty great. I can't say enough. I went through 15 stories in the air above Golden Gate Park. If you want to grab tickets, go to SkyStarWheel.com. And we'll have more tomorrow around the same time.
Around 8:05.
Yep.
So I'm sure you know the name or have heard of Nathan Apodaca. We are all vicariously living through this guy this year. So back in September, as you know, he went viral on TikTok. He posted a video of him on that skateboard, going to work, listening to Fleetwood Mac, drinking, what, Ocean Cranberry?
Ocean Spray Cranberry Cocktail.
Yeah. And that was a vibe. That video created a vibe for all of us.
What got everybody was then out of nowhere, he starts lip syncing.
Yeah.
And people were like, homie knows the words.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we just read that, and he lives in Idaho. He just bought a house, first house, for $360,000 cash. And before this, before TikTok,
right.
The power of going viral is insane to me. He was living in an RV right outside his brother's house with no running water.
Yep.
He had to take showers and bathe inside his brother's house. Now he's got this house. He has proposed to his girlfriend.
Bought new teeth.
He has new teeth.
Got his veneers.
Ocean Spray gave him a new cranberry-colored truck.
Yep. And the genius part of that is the reason he was even on his skateboard going to work was, A, first of all, shout out for the work ethic. He's still trying to make it to work on his skateboard. But B, his car broke down.
Yeah.
So here he is, gets a new car. He gets a new life. He gets a new fiance, a new wifey coming in.
And also, shout out to the fact that he could have had the worst day by his car breaking down, but he still took the time to make content. How many of us? You know, look, we have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. We're always trying to put content online. But I know me, if I'm in a bad mood, I usually can't turn that around into content. I will turn everything off because I'm afraid of my anger.
He created vibes that we all needed.
Yeah.
And now he's cashing in.
Yeah.
And the only thing I'm afraid of is he's going to blow his wad. I'm afraid that, you know, he plunked down the cash for the house, plunked down the cash for the ring, plunked down the cash for the... And I'm like, dude, just make... I feel so lame. I feel like somebody's dead. Make your money work for you. I don't want him to end up being one of those stories where they lost all their money.
Do you just need to quit radio and be a financial advisor?
No,
I'm
not.
You're always concerned about this.
I'm concerned he's going to... What's that show that you watched, How the Lottery Changed My Life?
Yeah.
Because I don't...
You're afraid he's going to blow his everything and then be broke again.
Is this 15 minutes of fame, or is this long-lasting longevity fame?
But think about all the way he's making money now.
No,
TikTok
you're right.
is paying him. He just did a commercial with Snoop Dogg.
You're right.
This guy is doing just fine. I'm sure somebody is telling him to put some aside. But for God's sakes, he was living in an RV. Let him buy the damn house in cash. Now he doesn't have house payments. I mean, good for him.
You know what? At least he's not buying hella cars. You know what I mean? Because he could be doing that.
Dude, you're going to forever be the guy.
I know.
That, like, looks at people's fame and success and hopes they're doing the right thing. Like, what happens if I ever get famous and then you see my Instagram and you're like, oh, well.
Look at Sandy blowing her cash.
There she is. She's being
there
irresponsible.
She is playing slot machines again. I'm going to call her. I'll be texting you. What did I say about making your money work for you?
I hope that you put some of this in the stock market.
He's a grown-ass man. I'm going to stand down.
Let him enjoy his life.
No, you're right. You know, I do love this story, though.
I do, too. And I didn't know he just got engaged as well. So this is what the American dream is in some ways. Having nothing, going viral with your life, your content. And then
getting new teeth.
I guess so.
8:14. Coming up in a couple of minutes, we'll have $1,000 cash. Also, I just read something. This is one of those top five things you can do first thing in the morning to be more productive all day. And normally we crap on these because they're like ridiculous, but I think there's some really good points here.
Okay.
I learned a couple of things, and we'll talk about it next. It's Star 101.3. More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's 8:18. Good morning.
Chance for you to win $1,000 in about 5 minutes. We're giving you money where it matters and a keyword coming up next. Yeah. Now, if you have a hard time waking up in the morning, and I mean just like your routine, like let's say you get up and go to work, but you're still like exhausted.
Yep.
This is a little list we found of ways you can actually wake up effectively.
Yes, and be more productive throughout the day. And normally, you read these lists, and they're just, I don't know, it's like whoever wrote them is perfect.
Well, that's like, kind of how I feel about this
congratulations
list. I'm already annoyed at it.
Are you really?
Yes.
I'm usually on Team Sandy on this, and in this one, I'm like, these are some good points.
Because, they are good points, but it's just impossible for me personally. And so I'm just reading it.
It's impossible for you to wake up and drink a glass of water?
No, but meditate and exercise in the morning? Not happening.
Slow down. That's too much.
Well, that's on the list. And I think that's a great way to do it if I did not have to get up at 4.
I'm going to skip the meditation because I wouldn't know what to think about. I guess you're supposed to center yourself. And you're the meditator. I'm not. Well, you focus on your breathing?
No, I just know me. If I try to meditate when I'm already tired, mm-hmm. all I want to do is just go back to bed. So I don't know if it's meditation or a nap sitting up, you know?
So this seemed like the assisted meditation because, and I have a friend that swears by this, and he's very successful. Sit down. One of these things is to write, and you're like, oh, okay, what am I supposed to journal? A lot of people don't like to journal. I'm one of those people. I don't like to journal. I don't. But anyway, he said to sit down and write 3 gratitudes.
Okay, I love that.
First thing in the morning, and it sets his mind right. And it sounds kind of hippie. I get it, but he's super successful and whatever. Okay. And then I love this one, too. The night before, jot down your to-do list of what you need to accomplish the next day.
Mm.
I like doing it the night before versus day of, because by the time you wake up, you're already thinking about your day.
Yeah.
The roller coaster's already start. The hamster wheel's already fired up, and you're already jumping on.
You know what? I have to say the notes section in my iPhone has really helped me with that, because you could do different folders. And I have a folder that says work. So mm-hmm. I always find myself throughout the day writing down, what do I need to do tomorrow? Yep. And it'll be work stuff and after work stuff. Like yesterday, I did my tires. I got my oil changed and I went grocery shopping. And it feels so nice to like backspace and then erase it from the list.
Yeah. We're talking about stuff you can do first thing in the morning to make yourself more productive. Now, this is something you do the night before. And I don't know about you guys, but I adult significantly worse when I don't write things down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm terrible when I don't write things down. And when I do write things down, I feel like a champ.
Yeah.
And there's something, and Jason does this because he's got his little grandma notebook. When you write something versus typing it into your phone, it helps you, I believe it helps you to remember even better.
Yes. And yes? I'm very tactile. I write it down. And sometimes if I forgot to write it down, but I think of it and then I do it, I write it down just to cross it off.
Yeah.
Because it's a small win and it makes me feel good, Sandy.
Yes. You know what? Whatever you need to do.
I feel kind of weird, but whatever.
Some things you can do first thing in the morning to have a more productive day. I love this one as well. Tackle the hardest thing on your to-do list first. Because the other course of action is let's tackle the easy stuff so we can do more crossing off.
Mm-hmm.
So we can feel better. But then that big, whatever that is still looming. The big thing for me over the last couple of days was, you know, my wife and I are meeting with a lawyer today to go over, like, just in case one of us passes away, who gets the daughter, our daughter, who gets our stuff, like a trust.
Yeah.
But the homework on that is like, tell me about all your assets. Tell me about all your liabilities. And that's a lot. And I sat down, and the other thing you can do is I tackled it in 3 parts. I got a third of the way done. I saved it, and I went back to it. That's something else you can do.
That's a lot of adulting.
I know.
The part where they say leave your phone, whatever you need to do in the morning, have your phone not with you to accomplish it. Mm-hmm. I think that could be any time of day. Because yesterday I was at work.
I don't understand what that means.
Meaning just ditch your phone and get your stuff done. Our phones are so distracting.
Oh,
as long as it's next to me. I even if I don't have to do something or look at something, I will want to, because I will want to not be doing my work.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be on Instagram. I mm-hmm. just want to scroll. I just want to look at my email. I just want to do anything than the task I'm supposed to do.
Except for the adulting that I'm supposed to do. So put your phone down is what you're saying.
Yeah. Or turn it. Sometimes I even physically just flip it over.
Yep.
It's so stupid that we have to trick our minds like that. But sometimes you got to.
I feel like a better human being already. All right. 823. We're going to get to some cash here in a second, but first, what's trending coming up in a few?
Yeah, we're going to talk about Taylor Swift. I'm sure she's not happy right now with Scooter Braun. He just sold a bunch of her masters for $300 million. We'll go over that at 850.
All right, you want to win $1,000? Here we go.
You know, the news can be depressing.
I can't.
It's time for some good news with Marcus and Sandy on Star 101.3.
Good news, going to get your mind right, start your day off properly. This hour brought to you by Shreve & Company, luxury timepieces, fine designers, and flawless diamonds. Sandy, tell me some good news.
My good news is a video we posted on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram about a hero wiener dog. And you know how much I love wiener dogs. This guy's in Colorado. His name is Winston. And basically, he has a little brother named Niho, who is a Chiweenie.
Seems like a half-brother.
Whatever you want to call it, Marcus.
He's a Chiweenie.
I know. So anyways, the door got open and both the dogs were outside. This was last weekend. And a young mountain lion was in the backyard or got in the backyard and picked up his brother in his mouth and wanted to carry him away as food. But Winston barked so loud and chased after this mountain lion until he dropped him and ran off. And they immediately took this other dog, Niho, to the ER. He lost his eye. It's kind of so sad what he went through. But can you imagine if Winston wasn't there?
His brother saved his life.
He saved his life. He was a very majestic guard dog ween, and I think it's adorable.
One ween with the fiery power of 1,000 Rottweilers.
Absolutely.
I bet you that mountain lion thought he was just going to get a quick snack or a chew toy or something.
Don't mess with the dachshunds.
No, you do not.
If you want to see that video, though, we do have that on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram.
Cute. We're doing good news right now. My good news is on behalf of every hugger out there. It is, I said this last hour, it's tough for a hugger right now. If you're like me, where you just like human contact, and I mean, who doesn't? But some people are bigger huggers than others. This is an assisted living home in Colorado that has figured it out. They're doing a hugging tent. It's a three-sided tent, and then one side of the tent is clear, and they have little armholes that you stick your arms through, and then the residents can get their much-needed hugs. And I know it's not 100% a real hug because there's a plastic sheet there, but still.
It's human contact.
We're trying here.
It's human contact. Feeling somebody's arms wrapped around you,
yeah.
It does things for your heart.
It's electric. It's energy. Look, your seniors especially, these are tough times. A lot of them being very lonely. So this was a safe way to get it done. I just thought it was cool. Anyway, that's our good news. 7:40 and 8:40 weekday mornings on Star 101.3. And we'll take a quick check of what's trending next. This is AJR and Bang.
Now it's What's Trending with Marcus and Sandy.
Entertainment news, local and national headlines, and everything you'll be talking about today in the Bay.
What's Trending on Star 101.3.
So Scooter Braun, he used to be Taylor Swift's old manager. He's no longer the manager. Sold the rights of her masters for her first six albums for $300 million. The reason this is a big deal is because she's been trying to fight for those, like the originals, for the last few months, but it's just been a really ugly fight.
Why didn't she just buy them?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know, Marcus.
One other question, do we know who he sold them to?
No.
It's weird.
We just know that he made that much money.
Okay.
But she basically said if she wanted to buy her work back, she would have had to sign a ironclad NDA where she would only be able to speak positively about him from now on.
Oh, wow.
And she didn't want to silence herself.
Respect.
Like that. She's already been online for a long time saying how bad the relationship is. So anyways, that just sucks to be in her position. Let's see. They just named the most generous states in the United States, and California is at number 43.
That is not impressive.
Apparently, we don't do a lot of charity work. top five, Utah, Minnesota, Maryland, Oregon, and Ohio. Let's see. So as you know, they're doing a lot of rollbacks right now, depending on what counties, but pretty much all of California is taking a huge step back. I know a lot of restaurant openings are done here in the Bay or back to, like, gyms are back to 10%. So I would say, you know, they used to update this every 2 weeks. They said on the news yesterday, it could be every day at this point. We just have to see hospital cases. Let's see. Governor Gavin Newsom was on TV last night apologizing for attending that 50th birthday party for one of his friends at the French Laundry restaurant in Napa.
It was to be an outdoor restaurant. And as soon as I sat down at the larger table, I realized it was a little larger group than I had anticipated. And I made a bad mistake. Instead of sitting down, I should have stood up and walked back, got in my car, and drove back to my house. And so I want to apologize to you because I need to preach and practice, not just preach and not practice.
Yeah, that would have been real hard for me.
They said it was all outdoors too, right?
Yes, but he said it was just supposed to be like maybe one other family, two other families, but it's a 50th birthday party at the French Laundry.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there and take a strong person to just get up and go, I'm going to win. I know this is paid for, but I'm going to bail.
That's what I thought. I'm not sure where he lives.
Well, he must have a house in Napa because he's loaded.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the thing is, you're the governor and you need to set the example. And you can't go on TV 1 minute and tell all of us to calm down and simmer down and don't meet up with your family and don't meet up with your friends and don't do this. And then show up for a birthday party at the French Laundry. That's bad form.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So he's probably going to be hiding in his house for the next few weeks or months.
Yeah.
Also, there's going to be a storm kind of in the Bay Area today. I'm looking outside. Dark clouds are happening now. They said rain by 11-ish. So on and off rain today and tomorrow as well.
So glad I wore my leather jacket today.
Nice one.
That was smart. What am I reading about Thanksgiving? Turkey farmers are afraid they've got too many big birds out there this year. Everybody's going smaller because obviously our parties, unless you're Gavin Newsom, are downsizing and everybody's picking up 12 to 14 pound birds. Well, the big birds are like, what are we going to do with these?
Yeah.
So a lot of supermarkets are pivoting. They're providing your sides. They're doing turkey by the pound. Just they're trying to anticipate need, right? So that is some fallout from COVID-19, obviously. Speaking of shopping, Costco is now requiring everybody to wear a face covering if you want to come into the store. It used to be wear a mask unless you have a medical condition, then you're exempt. Now, even if you have a medical condition, you still have to wear a face shield. And kids under two are exempt from that as well. That's going to be nationwide. That rolls out today. Let's see. Black Panther 2 confirmed to be in the works. The executive producer has confirmed they're not going to be using like a digital double of Chadwick Boseman. Obviously, he's the main character for the sequel. She said there is only one Chadwick and he is no longer with us. And they want to go ahead and honor that fact. Up on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram, we got to give some love up to another lady who has broken the glass ceiling. Her name is Kim Ng, and you may already have heard she's making history. She becomes the first female and Asian American general manager in Major League Baseball history. She is now the general manager of the Florida Marlins, and that is a boys club situation. She has tried very hard for many years, and she said, you know, it was patience and perseverance. Two big words that I try to teach my daughter all the time. Patience and perseverance. Congratulations to her for being a boss lady. You want to read the story? It's up on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram right now.
That's what's trending today in the Bay.
Now you know what to talk about with your friends, even if it's over Zoom.
Get caught up every morning at 6:50, 7:50, and 8:50 a.m.
And connect anytime with the Marcus and Sandy blog at 1013.com.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's 9:40. Buenos dias. Information on our Turkey Trot. We're partnering with the Silicon Valley Turkey Trot in the South Bay. It's a half dozen charities, which are awesome. And then you can join our team and walk at your own pace.
Yep. It is virtual this year, obviously, since we can't be in big groups. So you choose whenever you want to do it. You could do a 5 or a 10K, which means 3 miles or 6 miles. There's a kids fun run you can do as well. They'll send you a really cool shirt. Yep. I just got mine last week. You got yours yesterday.
They're really pro. I just know I can't wash it because I think I ordered one size too small. I think I was a little bit too ambitious.
I ordered one that would be too big, and I can't fit it. I'm like, oh, God, this has been a rough year.
They're sleek, and it's been a rough year. And my six-year-old wants to know why we can't take the car. Because I outlined the
where you guys are going to walk.
Yeah, I said, hey, you guys, let's go to the Miramar Beach restaurant. That's about it's a mile and a half. And then round trip will be 3 miles, which is about 5K.
Yeah.
Done and done. She goes, why don't we just take the car?
Well, she asks questions that I would have asked too at that age. She doesn't know what a turkey trot is or a 5K.
She goes, and then she goes, oh, it's turkey trot. And then she goes, so can I trot?
Oh my God, how cute is she?
And then she trots around the house. Can I trot, Daddy? Yeah, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But we can't take the car.
Well, we have a Marcus and Sandy team you can join, and we do have a discount code in the blog. So all that information is pinned to the top of our Facebook page. You can do it between November 21st and 29th, so no rush.
This is built for us because it's on brand, because you can do it, to Sandy's point, whenever you want, as fast as you want, and there's a little bit of a homie hookup.
Mm-hmm. So
all the food groups are represented in this particular thing, and it's for a great cause, several great causes, some food banks, some making sure kids get healthy food in schools and things like that. So thank you to the Silicon Valley Turkey Trot for partnering with us. And again, information, just go to the Marcus and Sandy Facebook page, like the page, and then it's pinned right there at the top. Join our team. Do it today. It's Taylor Swift and Cardigan. More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. We're about to bounce out of here. I feel like we've been talking about it's going to rain, it's going to rain, it's going to rain. Like it just needs to rain already.
Still hasn't happened here yet, at least.
We can go about our way. Yeah,
in San Francisco.
Fair point. You may be in the North Base.
Laughing at us right now.
Totally. Totally. But I'm looking at it. Looks like I might actually beat it home. I'm not sure. Anyways. Have an amazing day. What do you got going on today? Anything?
Nothing exciting.
Okay.
Just adulting stuff.
I need to do some laundry. I'm at the point where I'm pulling out the socks that they give you in the maternity ward when you have your baby, the ones that have the little anti-skid little
bottoms.
Oh,
wow, that's sad, Marcus.
Jason knows what I'm talking
about.
Get
your S together.
Dude, I have two kids.
Yeah.
I wore the crap out of those hospital socks. Like, they're comfortable, and they'll grip on a hardwood floor like a mother.
Yeah.
I loved them.
But they're also my, in case of emergency, break glass socks. Like, it means I am out of socks.
Yeah, we're at the bottom of the laundry bin.
I've run through all my white socks, running socks, tennis socks, low-cut socks,
right.
And then you pull out the hospital socks from 2014, the green ones, and that's where I'm at right now. Anyways, have a tremendous day. Nina's on the way next. She's got cash for you. It's $1,000 money where it matters.
Get ready to text and win coming up at 10:25.
Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.